There are more than 420,000 gang members here in the state of California. That's according to the Justice Department. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger recently unveiled a new plan to combat gang violence, heavily focused on after-school programs and school counselors for at-risk youth.
But one lawmaker in Southern California has another idea. He thinks the focus should be on parents. NPR's Alex Cohen reports.
California State Assembly member Tony Mendoza grew up on the streets of South L.A. He and his cousin Eladio often hung out with a rough crowd.
I chose a different path, and he stayed in the one that we were in.
Eladio got involved with drugs. He joined a gang, and one night he wound up in the wrong place at the wrong time.
It was like 1, 2 in the morning with his friends hanging out, and a car drove by and shot at them. He ended up with 2 bullet wounds. And then he was transported to Martin Luther King Hospital, where he ultimately died.
Mendoza says the difference between him and his cousin was their mothers.
My mom was really on us, putting a lot of pressure on us to make sure we didn't, you know, stray. On the other hand, my aunt was a little more lenient, was in denial most of the times of some of the things that my cousin was doing.
Mendoza says he wants to help parents so they don't make the same mistake. He's promoting a bill that would hold parents more liable when their kids get into trouble. His legislation would allow judges to send mothers and fathers to parenting classes when their kids are first convicted of gang-related activities.
People go to traffic school when they have a traffic citation, or people go to dependency classes when they're cited for drunk driving. Why don't we have something for parents when their child has gotten in trouble?
Parenting classes have been taught in California for a while now, though most participants attend voluntarily. On an early Saturday morning, a dozen moms and dads went to a local high school to take part in this class, led by an LAPD officer.
They just need love and coddling and whatever.
You know, One of the parents, Yoshi Padilla, says she's here because of her 14-year-old son, Gabriel. She says he's smart, sometimes too smart.
He's very manipulative, so he knows how to get out around the rules, and he's learned that really well. And I can keep up with them, but I'm starting to lose that control.
Yoshi says lately Gabriel started showing interest in some of L.A.'s most notorious gangs. She's caught him wearing gang colors.
Yeah, you talk to him, and no, Mom, that's not what it's for. Of course I know different. I was raised around it. I know different.
What Yoshi doesn't know is what to do about it, which is why she decided to go to this class. But a lot of parents have no idea their kids are interested in gangs, which is why Assemblymember Tony Mendoza is promoting a plan that could require parents to take such classes.
I think it is a tremendous first step.
UCLA sociology professor Georgia Leap specializes in gang prevention. Leap says Mendoza is smart to focus on first-time offenders. She's seen kids as young as 8 and 9 years old getting involved with local gangs.
Because they're so young, they are used to do different things like deliver drugs, deliver guns, participate in crimes, because it's felt that the judicial system will be extremely lenient because they are so very, very young.
But other experts aren't sure that a classroom is the best environment for parents. Father Gregory Boyle has been working with gang members in L.A. for nearly 20 years. He says the parents of troubled kids are oftentimes gang members themselves.
There's a whole thing about saving face. They don't want to talk in front of others about, you know, the failures and difficulties with raising their kids. But if they can talk to somebody one-on-one about it, then it's an easier way to deliver that service.
And he adds, you can't fix the problem unless you work with the kids, too.
In the end, it's not a badly parented kid who joins a gang. It's a kid who is not hopeful.
Boyle says you need to give kids a reason to be optimistic about their future, a point Assemblymember Tony Mendoza doesn't necessarily disagree with. He says he wants to put together a job training program for at-risk youth as soon as his parenting legislation passes. So far, it's sailed through the state assembly. It heads to the Senate in the next few weeks. Alex Cohen, NPR News.